Good morning. Happy Tuesday. It is 11 o'clock. I hope you are all well. Thank you for taking the time to be on this call. Today's discussion is going to be, as we are approaching the height of the income tax season, income tax preparing. And the discussion will revolve around the work that we can do as a firm for you and each of you, our clients, and those of you who are on the line with your clients to talk more about the topic of us doing income tax preparing and preparation work. Welcome. I'd also like to welcome Maureen Dubrow and Carol Molnar, who are heading up and have headed up our income tax practice group within the firm. And Carol has been with us and heads it up officially. She actually, Maureen heads it up officially. She is summa cum laude out of University of Scranton. She was a professional at PricewaterhouseCoopers as a CPA, and then for over 15 years has been in private practice performing tax returns. She has been working with Elizabeth in the estate administration department and doing income tax returns for each of you and your clients when there has been someone that has passed away, or there is a foundation that needs a return, or there are trusts that need to do income tax planning as well. Carol joins us as well. She is an attorney. She received her law degree from Seton Hall. She was Law Review, graduated with honors. She's admitted to practice in the states that the firm works as well. She also has an MBA where she received that graduating magna cum laude, and Carol has had her own income tax practice for almost 15 years. So between she and Maureen, there is well over 20 years and almost 30 years of income tax planning. Welcome, Carol and Maureen. So for years, we have been doing income tax returns, but it has been the firm and the client's little secret. We would do the returns for an estate administration when an individual would pass away and the surviving spouse or children after we would put the estate administration package together with a bow on it. We would say, we'll see you in a year or 2 years when you want to review your planning. And the answer would be, whoa, stop right there. I want you to continue to do the things you're doing. And we would say, well, if you wish, but really, you can do your income tax returns in one of the more basic ways. And you all continue to say, no, we want you to do it. We want it all under one roof. We want the value of having you understanding our estate and also our income tax issues. And we accepted that responsibility with humility and continue to do that. As time has gone on, estate tax for estates under $11 million versus income tax has become less relevant, and the income tax has become more relevant, particularly for those of you on the call and among our client base who have under $11 million but have several million dollars of net worth and have long-term capital gains. In the, we'll call it the old days, your gains tax was 15% on the federal level, plus the imposition of the state income tax. Now you have 20% on the federal level, plus your state income tax, plus city if you're in New York, and you have the Medicare surtax, which is another 3.4%. So it is not unreasonable to perform calculations when you're selling positions or realizing gains to have a gain that's taxable at rates in the 30% plus range, 30-plus percent. So many people have said to us, how can we avoid this tax, or how does this work with estate planning? As our estate planning has estate tax, we may be paying New Jersey state estate tax or New York state estate tax or Connecticut state estate tax. Of course, in places like Florida, where we we've worked and states around the nation, there may not be a state-to-state tax, but in the Northeast, for that group on this call that's in the Northeast, clearly income tax is the issue. So we have then seen more people say, I actually want you to do both my income tax and our estate tax planning, and that was the advent and the initiation of officially creating the department head by Maureen. So today's call is to celebrate that, and it's a bit of a coming out party for the ladies and for us as a firm as we discuss the work that we're doing. First issue is, why have us do your returns? Well, we have wonderful relationships with our accounting firms, and as long as you are happy with the practice that they are doing, and we have no reason to challenge that, we are happy with that partnership that we have. This is geared more to people who said, my account has retired, or my estate and my income tax issues have become more complex than I believe my accountant is accustomed to, or I'm recently relocated here, or my accountant is relocating. All of these present an opportunity for us to discuss why having it all under one roof. Maybe a parallel, and I'll use the auto industry and the car dealership as one where you bought your cars at a certain dealership, but you had your local service station do your service. So today, we would say that there are many reasons why you would buy your car at the dealership and you would have the dealer service it because of the complexities, and since it's all under the same roof, the people that sold you the car and the needs that they knew that you required could coincide with the dealer, with the dealer's service area. And our service area is like a dealership service area. We can eat off the floor. Everything is done by a process. We are focused on timing and speed, but most importantly on a conservative approach to your return. And accuracy, accuracy, accuracy. We also believe that having your attorneys do your tax returns presents a much different vision to the IRS when your return lands on their desk, or if we're e-filing, as Maureen has set up for us, when you're presenting your return via the email. So in those instances, when it is signed by an attorney, we believe it presents a level of professionalism that stands well before IRS agents when it's a law firm that is signing it. The second piece is that when you meet with your attorneys, you are protected by attorney-client privilege. There is some question whether or not that privilege extends to accountants. Carol will tell you that she believes it does not, and so communications between you and your accountant, if your accountant is ever deposed for details, would have to release that information when it's with an attorney. It's protected under our attorney client privilege. So we believe there is that value for having a law firm, and there are very few that are, but having a law firm do the income tax returns. We're also very focused on process. So for us, we would want you to get the papers to us, your income tax information, as efficiently as possible. We want to be able to start to prepare the returns in early February and be close to complete by mid-March to late March. Of course, those of you who are working with us, you have sophisticated estates. You may have private equity positions or partnerships that you're involved with, and K-1s may not be produced in the near future. Of course, you have bank accounts and you have stock positions, and we're looking for 1099s. You may have income through work that is being realized in the prior year. So we need to collect all of that information, and we want to be efficient. If we don't have it all, it is very typical for firms to go on extension. And go on extension means that you have to file by April 15th, and you have to estimate within a very close number of what the amount of tax that you owe, and then file. Then you have months after that to complete the paperwork. Number one is we want you to wrap it up. We want you to go into the rest of the year knowing your income tax returns are done. I have a moderately complex return myself, and I don't enjoy going on extension. One, because that continues to linger over me, and I want to get it completed. And the second is because I have to estimate exactly how much tax I owe, and if I'm wrong, then I have to pay penalties and interest. So we know the importance being not only income tax preparers, but actually clients and those who have been doing complicated returns for a generation, 20 years or more for my returns. So we encourage you, if you want us to assist you in this year or to review last year's returns for you or to just discuss what the process would be, to get with us soon, because we want to see this put to bed. We want you to be spending the rest of the year enjoying your lives and focusing on investment opportunities and estate planning opportunities, and certainly being with your families and equally on the charities that you're patronizing and assisting. So please consider that. The additional pieces tie back to the discussion we've had earlier here, and that is, when you come in to service your car at our dealership, we're encouraging you to use that opportunity to find out what the latest technology is, to see how that jives with what you currently have, to address whether you're in the safest position you need to be in. So we can look at your estate as we're reviewing your income tax returns and make sure that you are current. Frequently, we do these reviews, and nothing comes of it. And often you guys will say, I've got three great ideas that you've given me over the past 12 months. When I get up to six or seven, I'm ready to move forward and seize that opportunity. 2 years ago, when we had the opportunity to move $5 million into trust, and we felt that that was going to evaporate at the end of 2012, firms were moving to every day in the last month around the clock to help people with planning. We had the privilege of having all of you have your work done because we were focusing on it for the 23 months leading up to that day. And I often joke that we got phone calls in the first week of December with people pleading with us who were not clients of ours but had heard about our firm. And they said to us, listen, I understand that you guys do this trust planning and I can't get a firm to get this stuff done because everybody's backed up to the end of the year. And our comment then was, we have good news and we have bad news. The bad news is we're closing December 20th for the year and there will be no work done after that. And the clients would respond back, what would the good news be? And we would explain that the good news is that all of our pre-existing relationships have been done for 6 months to a year, and so we have plenty of time to take care of your work. You give us 3 weeks, and we will give you the trust you need to move your assets off your balance sheet into trust. And so our process-driven approach here at the firm with respect to our estate planning carries over into our income tax planning. And as we're thinking about ideas for income tax, and the big issue will be, do we keep assets in the estate and maybe pay New Jersey, New York, Connecticut estate tax, or do we push the assets out of the estate and avoid estate tax but have income tax issues because your basis, the original price that you paid for your positions, will carry over into the new holders of those assets. So we're now putting together our best ideas for 2015, and many of them revolve around income tax planning as it jives with estate tax planning. Again, I'm going to repeat that. We're putting together our best ideas for 2015, estate planning ideas, and those ideas address as much income tax planning, because income tax is a huge issue for gains tax as much as it is estate tax, and how those two sync up together. The best synchronization of income tax and estate tax, we submit to you, is when your estate planners and your income tax planners are jiving very closely. So for those of you with existing accounting relationships, we continue to covet and enjoy and cherish those relationships. For those of you who want to bring it in-house, we're excited about the privilege to do that as well. So I finish on that piece. I wish you all a great rest of the week. I understand more snow this weekend. As I look out our windows here in New Jersey, I can see the pine trees covered with the white snow and the blue sky behind it. I feel like I'm in Colorado. We wish you all a healthy winter as well. Get through this flu season, and please give us a call back so that we can address your issues specifically on any of these topics. All the best now. Take care.